Harmony Week this week. It was Harmony Day yesterday, and we had quite a bit of feedback on the suggestion by Mark Currey, who's the New South Wales Multiculturalism Minister, that we should all learn a second language. Well, Mark is not only the Multiculturalism Minister for, and that's a tricky one to say early in the morning, multiculturalism, but also Minister for Seniors in New South Wales. So there's a few things to talk about, and the Minister is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Richard, and good morning, listeners.
Thanks for your time. Look, we had quite a bit of feedback on your suggestion that we should all learn a second language. Why do you think it would be a good thing for us all to learn a second language, Mark?
Well, I think communication is important, and you know, I think you know, for me, I learned Indonesian at school. It's something that I'm picking up again. You know, for our son who's only just turned 8, in fact 8 today. So happy birthday to James. You know, he's looking at obviously picking up a language before or after school as well. I think it's important. I think, you know, we're in a global city now, and, you know, the more languages you know, obviously the better qualified that someone might be down the track. And I think we do live in a global city, and obviously learning a second language makes it attractive for, you know, tourism, for employment, and for many other things.
All right. And do you think, like maths and English, it should be something that maybe is compulsory, learning a second language?
Well, I think we haven't hit that mark yet. But I think, you know, I want to start this conversation. We're doing that this week, you know, to encourage more people, more kids in particular, to take language to the HSC. We have, I think, you know, well, we in fact, we do have, you know, one of the most successful multicultural stories here in Australia, anywhere in the world. And, you know, with 300 different ancestries speaking over 200 different languages, we are a very multicultural community, and we want to encourage more people, particularly kids, to take a second language.
My guest, Mark Currey, who's the Multiculturalism and Seniors Minister for New South Wales. It is Harmony Week, and this month is actually Multicultural March, and there's all sorts of things happening to celebrate Multicultural March this month, Minister.
Well, there certainly is. You know, many councils are out there doing events. Like I was at Canterbury Council yesterday in Riverwood, where they did Harmony Week as well, the launch of Harmony Week at Riverwood Community Services. And, of course, Georges River Council is running a campaign called Better Together, a program to encourage and support your neighbours.
Yes, and look, obviously there's a lot being said, and rightly so, about what's happening in Ukraine. Do we have a strong Ukraine community in New South Wales, Minister?
We do. We do have a very strong Ukraine community, and I've met and spoken to them over the last few weeks and, you know, supported them in any way I can. We've got, obviously, we had our Harmony dinner about 3 weeks ago where many of them came, and after that, we lit up the Opera House for a week in the blue and yellow or gold flags to represent Ukraine. Look, you know, we are certainly supporting our Ukraine community, who are doing a great job here.
Now, the other hat you wear is you're the New South Wales Minister for Seniors. New South Wales Seniors Festival kicks off on Friday. What's the best way to keep up to date with what's happening in your local area? Because there are many things that happen during Seniors Week.
Look, Seniors Week is just a fantastic week for the seniors on our calendar each and every year. Local councils are doing a lot, so obviously tune into their websites and maybe give them a call as well, see what they're doing as well. So every council is doing a seniors activity. And, of course, we've got the New South Wales Seniors Festival at Darling Harbour, the expo and the festival. Of course, that's going to be bigger than ever. And we've got so many first-class acts and performances like Shannon Knoll, Christina Anu. We've got Phil Burton from Human Nature and many, many more. It's a great concert at the International Convention Centre. Tickets might have been sold out already,
yeah,
but
well, I
you
was
might
gonna,
be able to get some.
Yes, yeah. Well, and look, that's the gala concerts, which are going to be on weekend after this coming weekend, the 30th and the 31st. Look, what would be the best way to go about finding out whether tickets are still available?
Well, there might be some available. If you go to the seniorsfestival.newsouthwales.gov.au, there will be a link there for the concert later in March.
All right. Now, I know you're a Sharky supporter, Mark.
St George supporter.
I beg your pardon. Yeah, you're a Dragons supporter, and you're taking on the Prime Minister's Sharkies, I think, on Thursday night.
Yeah. We are indeed. The local derby. It's going to be, no doubt, a sellout crowd.
Right. Go the Dragons. Thank you very much for your time this morning. Oh, incidentally, do you speak a second language, Mark?
Well, I learnt Indonesian at school.
That's right. You were saying, yeah.
Yeah, and it's something that I'm taking up at the moment. So, selamat pagi, abangkabar, which is good morning, how are you? It's something that I am taking up as we speak.
Great. Thank you very much for your time this morning. Have a great day, Mark.
You too, listeners. Thank you very much. Thank you, Richard.
Mark Cure, who's the New South Wales Minister for Seniors and Multiculturalism.